through holding in the Simon Shin Pei Beis, Sif Vav, Sif Katan Chav Gimel. So we did the Sif, we didn't do the Mishnah Berurah yet. So the case over here was that as long as the Nachri has not backed out, so the Sechiris remains in force. Now the case was Shesachim Menu B'Stambul Apiris Shumzman. When he rented from the Goy, he did not put a time limit on the Sechiris. If they put a time limit, so that runs out, that's obvious. In the case where they put a time, that also means all the way around that the guy can't back out. But here they didn't put a time, so that means that any time he could back out. So, but as long as he doesn't back out, it's still in force.
What?
The schiris.
Is it time when he can't back out?
So, what's the schiris is being enforced?
Correct. If I rented for a certain amount of time, so I own it now. If I rented for without any time limit, there's an understanding. Eventually, you can back out. So then, there's no time limit. Then eventually, it can be today. But if we made it up for, I rented for a month, the fact that you back out in the middle of the month, I'm sorry, I was kind of ready, I own it for the month.
So with the community here, is that done indefinitely on the assumption that
you're... Well, we're going to see that we actually prefer to put a zman in it, but we put a long-term zman in it. Okay, I feel the zman merubah. So the schiris continues even if it's a long time. Kimish up here is zman b'schiris. As long as the guy doesn't back out, the schiris is still in force. He can back out after the first week. So I definitely agreed to your ownership for one Shabbos, because that's what the whole schiris is for Shabbos. So you can't back out before that, because that much I bought. I said, I bought two Shabbos' worth. This is Mehechatesi.
I thought we said that he gave you Shochar Stam without even explaining why he has to explain this.
Well, the Schirah says, I'm taking him from him. The understanding is to use for Shabbos. The guy understands what I'm doing it for. I'm getting it for the purpose of being able to carry on Shabbos.
But it wasn't Dalla that you said Stam a little in Zaglifarish had the result of.
I don't have to speak it out, but the understanding is I'm getting it for I'm not renting it for Tuesday. I'm renting it for Shabbos. What that means, I don't have to be mazal at the point. So you can't back out before one Shabbos.
What's all this case?
The only shaila is in a case where, let's say, the Yisrael paid money. He wasn't machzik yet. So can he back out? So that's a shaila. Like any type, I have a mechira with somebody, and until the process of the mechira is finished, so I can back out. That's not backing out after the sale. After the sale is completed, it's backing out during the sale process. So I'm renting from you. That's like I'm buying from you the rights to it for a certain period of time. So by Yisrael, by karka, you're kind of with the kesef. So once I give the money, I'm kind of. So there's nothing back out anymore. But metalton money's not kind of. So until the Mashiach, I can back out. Well, I paid money. Well, so what? You paid money, but you weren't kind of yet. But we've been seeing over here the definition of taking the possession over here for these purposes is when he's machzik. So somehow it's discussed giving money without being machzik. Maybe you could back out still. Look like you back out. But okay. I'm going to write to the doctor. Fine. The chazar from the skiris means give the money back. I gave you this sum of money, expecting to get a larger amount. So now there's an annoy element. So I'll give you back the difference. Okay, fine. Going to say he killed a chacham and mokamach. So once I say that, the goy can't retract. You paid so much money. There's a concept like damim medim, such a concept. Damim
what?
Damim medim, the amount of money that you gave in the case that you meant more than just 1 week. Mm-hmm. So if that would be true, so then, you know, but we have a rule in and out by karkos. So maybe I was willing to pay a large amount of money for my character.
And this is really character. I mean, it's sort of like an esoteric right that you're buying that isn't considered character in that respect.
Pasha is the same, but the klolik kinyanim of character, but Pasha, the klolik kinyanim would go with character. I think so.
What kinyanim would go with
character? The rules of how kinyanim work over here work along the lines of character. Okay, Zion. Im sachar me'er Yehudi l'zman yedua, l'cheshe yichla zman, tzorach l'atzer v'lis kresheinis. If they rented for a set amount of time, then you have to renegotiate. And then once you've done the new skiris, you have to do a new eruv. You can't use the old eruv. Once the skiris ends, the eruv ends as well. Okay. But whether he's backing out or not is irrelevant. The skiris is bottle. But the guy being agreeable, but you need a mice skiris because the original skiris is finished. When he dies, that skiris from the original, from the morish, ends. Okay, so theoretically the morish could have been back out, so there's nothing binding on the yarish. So you need a new mice on the yarish. So the Rishabura, well, 1 second. Zeu l'shitasu le'el shekotzer sevav dafilu b'teichas man yochol lachser. Afima shekskima achredim shom l'teichas man eno yochol lachser b'shominyan. If it's said for a certain at the time that he can't back out, can I feel a maze lo nizbat l'schiris feel a yarish oimed umoicha? I bought from him that amount of time, so I own that. So when he dies, the yarish is being yarish the property, the Chatzar, with my ownership already there. So he's only Yerush, everything else besides my ownership. My ownership is still there. So then, even he's Moicha, who cares? See, if you hold, you can be Chayzer Teichas Man. So I don't really have something which I can hold on to. So then the Yerush says, I'm not interested. So what the Moirish did is not binding on me. Fine, that's true. But if you hold that he can't be Chayzer, so I actually bought something. So he actually bought something. The Yorish doesn't get it. I own it for now. But in case he didn't say for his man yedua, which over there he could be chaser at any time. So let me stop the mispatul memela schiras over there when the Murish dies. So the schiras is bottle. And the Chumrah, even if the Yerush agrees, it doesn't help because that mice is bought on, you need a new mice. Okay, Chav Zayin. Tzarek Lachzer L'Arev. We have to redo the Erev. The Mekimish in his battle Schiris, the Mebel in his battle Erev, once the Schiris is ineffective. So the Erev is ineffective. Okay.
When's this?
In the case where the guy who was the masker dies. So you have to redo the schiris from the son, and you also have to redo the Erev. Because since the schiris is bottled, Melon is bottled Erev, they ain't Erev Moel B'Mokim Hakum. And we don't say what once you convince the second goy to be agreeable to rent, so then mail of the Erev goes back into effect.
Even though the Erev effect of the Erev first, it works.
So it's a good question. So I think the what we were saying yesterday, that we accept an Erev which was ineffective. Let's do the Erev before the Schiris. You know, Biralof discusses maybe you have to do the Schiris first. But he brings at least Bidi Eved, if the Erev is done first, even though the Erev right now is ineffective, to do the Schiris. If you do the Schiris afterwards, the Erev is effective. So the fact that when you did the Erev, it's ineffective, doesn't make it bottle that you can't allow it to become effective once the series is in place. So apparently, being when the Arab in these bottle is worse than the case that it was when it wasn't effective at all to start with. Okay. In the this case over here, there was an Arab because Bob the Goy had rented out the property, and we made an Erev, and we were living using the Erev and the Schiris, etc., for X amount of years. Now Bob dies. So the original Erev is bought at that point in time. So now they go to Bob's sons, and they rent it from Bob's sons. Okay, well, so okay, now the Erev should be effective again. No, once the Erev was bought, you have to redo the Erev.
What was the case yesterday?
Case was that, what's the order you're starting now to make the first Erev? Does the order have to be Schiris and then Erev, or even Erev and then Schiris? So the Bir Halacha, that was the order should be Schiris and then Erev. But he said, Bidi Eved, if you do the other way, it's kosher. Which means even though when you do the Erev, it's not effective because there's no Schiris yet. So the lack of Schiris does not undermine the validity of the Erev, that it will be effective once the Schiris takes place.
So the question is, why would that work?
So why don't the same thing over here? So just we're saying, just the point is that over there it was never effective. It means you basically made it effective contingent upon once you do the Schiris. So that's not a concern in the Erev. But Erev which was effective, which became bottle, now you can't resurrect it again by redoing the Schiris afterwards, a new Schiris. Okay. Ches im sakrum any hudi l'zman yedua b'seches man mahisker any hudi derasa la'acher day b'schiris avishana. However, if the goy rents out the property to somebody else, so the schiris is still affected because once he rented it to you, the Jew owns whatever. When he's renting it now to his other goy, whatever it is, he can't rent what is owned by you. So it doesn't undermine your schiris. Zman Yadua. Now, so that's it's the case of Zman Yadua, like we said before, the goy can't be chayav to take Zman. So I bought it for those days. Now I own it. I was sacred for a year. So I, when I gave him the money, so I now own it for a year. So he can't back out. He could try and buy back for me, but he can't back out of the deal. The deal is, I own it already. I sell you a car. They said it changed my mind. That's very nice, but it's too late. I already bought the car and already made a kinyan on it. So you can try and buy it back. So once it's the Zman Yadua, you can't back out. So that's fine. So over here, we're saying the same over here. Once he sold it for Zman Yadua, even if he wants to resell to somebody else, he can't do that. But if it's not the Zman Yadua, we said the guy can back out. So Meloshin Zem Masha, the im socher mimenu stam, viskir lacher, sorach liskir mea sorachar shedi. So now, the act of renting to somebody else is an act of being chayzer for my skiris to the Jew. So now, if I want the property, I have to go to the second goy and rent it from him. says when hisker, would any mocher laacher if he already sold it? Tam the schiris the yerman lami him kerhu, and yochel limker as schus shenos on the kvar laacher. So Chazal use a lashon that schiris is mimker l'yayma. Schiris is a form of it. Schiris is the pshat is I'm selling it for a day. So I sold it to you. If I sold it to you, I can't resell it to somebody else. I can't sell the Brooklyn Bridge twice. You know, it's too. You can sell it once, but I can't sell it twice. Right. So. The pshat is the reason why you can't, when the guy sells it, rents it to the Jew, is like he's selling it to the Jew for that period of time. That much belongs to the Jew. Now he wants to, well, I want to sell it to somebody else. I'm sorry, there's nothing, you don't own it to sell it. But the Yeshachir ben Mocher, they argue that Bishlom by Skiris, the second Skiris is not a greater act than the first one, so why should the second Skiris undermine the first Skiris? But Mechir, which is a total act of stepping out of the ownership at all from the property, so now the owner who's rented it to you is gone. So, well, yeah, but I own the rental. Yeah, but the landlord is gone. So they're arguing that over that situation, you're going to need a new. You're going to need a new skiris. If the guy rents it to the Jew and then rents it to the guy, so he can't rent to the guy what he doesn't own. Fine, but if he's selling it, he's selling the property. So now I've rented from somebody who's not the owner. So I need a new skiris.
This also seems renting or selling to another guy.
What?
We assume he's renting or selling to another guy.
I'm assuming he rented to sell another guy because it's another yid. Chazal didn't allow skiris to a Jew. You're going to have to.
That's
what happens. You have to Erev. You have to.
By the way, among yidin, how would that work if somebody had a rental arrangement and he sold the property during the term of the rental?
Not in Hilchos Shabbos. You think Stam in Hilchos Chosh Mishpat, right? So in the pashtas over there, since Chazal say that Skiris is Mimcha L'Yarmahu, as much as okay, the more discussed what's called Kinyan Aguf and Kinyan Paris. So Skiris is a form of Kinyan Paris. I don't really own the property; I own the usage of the property. But it's a Kenyan Paris. I own the usage of the property. So Reuven is the balabas. See, he owns everything. He rents it to Shimon. So Shimon now owns the usage of the property for whatever the arrangement is for the year, let's say. Now Reuven goes and sells the property to Levi. So he can't sell to Levi what he doesn't own. So Levi says, well, I'm the new balabas over here, and I never rented it out to you, Shimon. Shimon says, excuse me, it's all the way around. Whatever the Kenyan Paris I have, I own, you can't buy them. All you can buy is the Kenyan Aguf. So that's how you normally understand it in halacha. So theoretically over here it should be the same thing, which is what that's the shot in the first sheet. That's what Mishnah Berurah is saying. You know, Kalimkla Leschush and Austin Karlacher. That's why Mishnah Berurah invokes the concept that Skiris is a Mimkra L'Yayma. So Bishlam Skiris to Skiris is very easy. But what about Skiris to Mechira? Why doesn't the Mechira override my Skiris? The first sheet says that's ridiculous because Skiris is also a form of Mimkra. Right, so the watch out the Mechmirim say that, you know, as much as you say that this Skiris is not your average Skiris, you know, so in a bona fide Skiris situation, etc., but over here it's the whole thing is a kula type of a concept to create this Skiris. So in a case where there's a real Mechira, we're not gonna argue effectively that I really own it, therefore you can't sell it.
The Skiris doesn't enable the Jew really to use the property fully.
Correct. It's not a real Skiris in the classical sense. A bona fide Skiris. It was just King of Paris. I mean, the more it has a machlokes, King of Paris, King of Gupta, Let's say you do a skiris on an eved. The more talks about the concept of owning an eved. So Reuven owns the eved, and Shimon buys the eved. Shimon rents the eved for a year. So who has the dinner yom yomayim? If he kills him, it's dinner yom yomayim. It's tolling the owner, eved kanani, tolling the owner. So the more has a four machloikus in that situation. One of them says that the maskir has the dinner yom yomayim. And not the Sarker. One says the Sarker, not the Masker. One says the Masker and the Sarker. One says neither. Right? So the more is trying to grapple with how much do we... But one number says that the Sarker is really the owner. For this year, the Masker can't do anything with it. He has nothing out of this effort. So that's not a real ownership. An ownership which cannot be translated into any usage is not really ownership. I own it, but I can't do anything with it. That's not really ownership. That's we discussed this in the context when we by Chometz and Pesach. The Morris is Shadram and Rishus Shalotim. Right, the Chometz and Pesach is not called Yibrishusai. So Rashi says it means Enishalo. Says how does it make it? What happens? It becomes this, but no, it becomes Enishalo. What happens? So Shimon, it says the pshat is that owning something which you can't do anything with is not called owner. The Torah says that's not what the term means by ownership. It's right next to paper. I'm the owner. Paper is I'm the owner. That's ridiculous. But that's not bialim. Bialim is to be a bial over something. I'm not a bial over something because I'm not a bialim. What am I? I can't do anything with it. So that's not it's lacking the shame bialim. So Rechon holds king and a pesach king and a goof dummy. He holds the king is the king and paper is not the king and a goof. If I own all the payers, I have all the usages. I really am the eker owner for this period of time. So it's a real. That's a real schiris. This is not a real schiris.
What's a real schiris?
A case of real schiris. The average case is here. Not that this schiris you're renting from the goy. There's ownership that he has in the chotzer. You're not really doing anything with it. You don't get any more usage out of it than you had before. The goy doesn't lose any usage that he had from what he had before. Just, you know, on paper we're saying that the pshat is really I own it, he's really my guest, you know. But nothing really changed. As opposed to a bona fide skir, is why I move into the house and I'm using the house. I'm using the eved. Okay. Zakt Mechaber in Tess. So one person can do the rental for all of them. Which means even if he doesn't tell the goy, he's doing it for everybody. But he just says, I'm renting the reshus that you have in the chotzer for the regards to Shabbos, without discussing tilt, whatever it is. But the mice said, well, that's effective. That's enough. Once one person gets the skiris, that's good enough.
He's doing it for the others, or it's just as if he had now has two houses?
I'm not sure what he's thinking in his mind, but he doesn't have to speak it out. And he's doing it for everybody. The pshat is, we're an Erev, we're one. So by definition, once I agree to the Erev, so I cannot look at what I'm doing is a personal action. It's for us, because there's no me and you over here, there's us. So whether I say it or not doesn't make a difference. Now, what would be a case where I would explicitly say, no, I'm not doing it for everybody else? I don't know. But,
and he's participating in the Arab, right? He wants to participate. He's showing he wants to participate in the Arab. He's contributing to the
Arab. Right. So saying that's what we would assume. That, but let's say the person says explicitly, the guy be this. I don't know. I'm not sure what would happen over there. So I mean, the pshat is that once the goy is out of the picture, because the Yisrael took over that usage. Once he's masariv, whatever he owns, he was ma'ariv. Right, it happens automatically. So I don't think he has to have das for the other people. I don't think he has to have das for other people. Yeah.
Unless you say that he wouldn't agree to that,
That's true. It's hard to argue that he really would, you know, that the guy would cares what happens with it afterwards. Right? I mean, we have. What will be the case of the guy would come and argue that that's what his thought process? I don't know. But until that happens, I don't think we'd have to be cautious. And that's a possibility. That's what his intent is.
Yeah, anyway, they're not going into his.
It's. You know, he realizes now that what they did this for was because they wanted now the Jews should move in and take over. I don't know. You know, so he regrets what he did. I don't know what'll happen.
They're living there. Kind of the way they're living there anyway.
Yeah, but till this guy, this Jew convinced me to sell out, they weren't caring on Shabbos, so they're going to leave soon, you know. You know, some guy are more knowledgeable than others. I think I told you the mice of the Shiloh that I heard from Rabbi Herschel in Cleveland, that he heard from Rabbi Neubert, that there was a high rise in Switzerland.
Who's Rabbi?
The Shmir Shabbos Kelvusa. So there was a high rise in Switzerland, which a lot of Yemen were living in. The owner of the building was a goy, and he didn't really enjoy having Jews over there, so he put in motion sensor lights in the hallways. I mean, they knew, like, it wasn't just, you know, because he wanted to save money. It was like specifically only worked on Friday night. So the type of, the, you know, something that was clearly indicating, I want you out, you know. And so, like, you know, there's some people more knowledgeable than others in these issues. Okay. If the Jew would rent from the goy, Balkarchoi, even though, historically, he had done this, right? And I said, I don't want to do it anymore. I mean, let's say the time it ended, you're redoing it. He said, you know, you've done it the last 3 years. Each year you've been agreeable. He said, yeah, but now I'm not agreeable anymore. Okay. So how would it work, Balkarka? Like, what's the half? We're saying it doesn't work. But like, what's the half mean that it would work? What's the action that you're discussing, which you're saying doesn't work? How are you searching something, Balkarka? Right. So, Mr. Rule, I'm going to Balkarka Pirish. Listen, I'll walk in and plunk down the $50, put on the table, so listen, here's, and walk out. Kotzer's kind of, the guy is kind of with his, you got the money, so I rented. I feel like I'm sure you're all good, so I'm renting like you did every single year. Okay. So the Shartzian points out Alam and Beis, an interesting Kanach. There's a more in Boabas, the more it says, Tlu Bezovin, that the more it says that Zvine is Zvine, that the sale is valid. The more it says, every sale, okay. Bisman Chazal, when people were, the purpose of buying and selling wasn't to make money. It was to live, not to become rich, right? So I had an item. The item was useful. I would keep the item. If I needed money, I would sell the item. So every time I'm selling an item, the more it says, there's always an element of Baal Karchi involved in it. I would like to keep the item. I need money, so I'm selling the item. The items were useful. I didn't have two sweaters. I only have one sweater, you know, right? So why am I selling my sweater? Because I need money, right? They weren't like, well, I have five sweaters. Let's sell four of them and make money. You know, that wasn't necessarily the situation, right? People were limited in their resources. The more it says, so why is the sale valid? You're doing it against your will. You'd rather not sell. The more it says, Terence is that the need to sell plus the fact that you get money for it means you're agreeable to it. So every mechira has the element of balkarka and it still works. So now the guy says, you know, walks over, puts a gun to the marker's head and said, listen, sell or else. So he sells. I said, I'll pay you, but I want you to sell. So the more says it works. It's balkarka. Because the more says every mechira is balkarka. Right? So over here, if the goy is, he accepts the money, the skiris is valid. So the case has to be that the goy is not accepting the money. So what's the case? I walk and I plug the money down on the table and I walk out. So listen, here's the money, like every year, it's done. Well, the more says it doesn't work. To contribute to the Erev, we can actually take from his contribution to the Erev. Because over there we say deep down the Jew wants to do the right thing, but over here the goy doesn't have any such. There's no such psychological argument. Okay, let's hold it here.
What's that?